Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A reminder, Connecticut Department of Transportation is doing a resurfacing project performed on Route 7 in the towns of Sharon, Salisbury, and Canaan. The resurfacing of the project is scheduled to occur beginning tomorrow and completed on Friday, July 24th. You can expect delays. The Village of Millerton is announcing that they're reopening the playground located at 5991 Route 22 today. The playground and all fields will be open for use. Basketball courts are still closed until further notice. They're asking you to remember to social distance and wear masks when not playing on equipment or be able to be 6 feet apart. Enjoy, be safe, and have fun. Region 1 Reopening Committee Pandemic Response Task Group meeting this morning at 11:30. The Region 1 Reopening Committee Health and Wellness Task Group meeting at 3:30 today. In Falls Village, the Board of Finance has their doubleheader with the Board of Selectmen beginning at 6:30 tonight. Sharon Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has a meeting tonight at 6:30. Planning and Zoning meeting, limit 10 people with masks, and with Commission Secretary and person taping the meeting will be limited to 3 people at a time. That happens tonight at North Canaan Town Hall at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, in Sheffield, the Conservation Commission meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow in Kent, the Board of Selectmen have a special meeting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The Board of Selectmen in Sharon meeting tomorrow, that meeting at 3 p.m. In Sheffield, they have a meeting of the Board of Assessors at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Meanwhile, in Cornwall, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets tomorrow at 7 p.m. and Housatonic River Commission meets tomorrow at the West Cornwall Firehouse at 7:30. There'll be a special town meeting in Sharon on July 16th. Attendees must wear masks and social distance. It begins at 6:30. Meanwhile, Amenia, a public hearing will be continued until further notice on Thursday, the renewal of Cablevision agreement. Also on Thursday, the Cornwall Board of Finance meets at 7 p.m. Town Board meeting in Pine Plains on Thursday at 7 p.m. The regular meeting of the Ancrum Town Board will be held July 16th, Thursday at 7 p.m. On Friday at 5 p.m., film screening The Art of Work at the Cornwall Library. It is held via Zoom. Now, Women's Support Services is holding a volunteer certification training in July and August. It starts actually today. Trainings are available if you would like to sign up or find out more information. Contact Deanna Barry at dbarry@wssdv.org. Now, also a reminder, the Grumbling Griffins Summer Theater Camp Week 1 gets underway. It runs today, the 14th and the 16th and 17th, 9:30 to 12:30, 29 Lake Road in West Cornwall. There might be an opening or two left. More information at 860-672-0286. Berkshire Botanical Garden announces Music Mondays in Lucy's Garden. It's a free weekly outdoor summer concert series beginning July 13th. They'll be held Monday evenings from 5:30 to 7:30 in Lucy's Garden, considered one of the finest collections of topiaries in North America and donated to the garden in 2018. To register, visit berkshirebotanical.org or call 413-320-4794. Region 1 Reopening Committee Curriculum Instruction and Professional Learning Task Group has a meeting set for tomorrow from 11:30 until 1 p.m. Hartford Healthcare Charlotte Hungerford Hospital has their mobile COVID-19 testing unit coming to North Canaan on Wednesday, the 15th, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the North Canaan Town Hall. The service is available at no cost. However, pre-registration is required. Information at 860-496-6479. Summer concerts are back in Sharon at the Sharon Valley at the Lions Club Pavilion. Coming up on the 15th, it's the Jukebox Junkies. Come out and enjoy. Bring a picnic. All shows are from 6 to 8. Social distancing rules will be strictly enforced, as will masks if you are within 6 feet of somebody. Kent Park and Recreation, their 2020 summer concert series Drive-In continues the 16th with the Regulators, an eclectic mix of original roots, rock, country, Americana, and blues. More information at theregulatormusic.com. St. John's Lutheran Church on Route 7 in Ancrum, New York, is having their annual chicken barbecue on Saturday the 18th. A ticket donation, takeouts are $15. Pickup 4:30 to 6. You must order Tickets are limited. To reserve tickets, 518-755-8978, 518-329-0038. Taking a look at some news from around our region, we'll start off in New York, where State Senator Sue Sereno has been diagnosed with breast cancer. She's being treated for early stage. Sereno, in a statement issued on Sunday morning, said she underwent successful lumpectomy on June 2nd. That followed a diagnosis of ductal carcinoma, which she described as a form of non-invasive breast cancer. It was successful, but the tumor spread before it was removed, so as a result, she'll undergo radiation treatments 5 days a week for the next 4 weeks, beginning today. She will maintain her legislative schedule while she undergoes the radiation treatment and offering updates. Metro North has begun selling personal protective equipment from vending machines at a dozen sites in the lower Hudson Valley. You can buy KN95 face masks for under $10 and single-use hand sanitizer for 75 cents as part of the railroad's effort to keep riders safe and move more commuters back to work. In New York, a driver from New York City was ticketed Wednesday after his car collided with a fuel oil delivery truck in Claverick, according to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. Stephen Cowan, 37, was charged by Columbia County Sheriff's Department with failure to keep right and crossing the center line. Here's a good story, a bright light in our darkness lately on COVID-19. More than 4 months ago, Jesse Hankey went to the hospital. He hasn't been home since. While the retired Great Barrington native, he was once a Marine Corps machine gunner in the Vietnam War, is now emerging from the battle of his life. The enemy that kept the 72-year-old on a respirator for 117 days, COVID-19. His family says they knew all along why he survived. Quote, it was his will to want to live, end quote. A full story at theberkshireeagle.com. In Stockbridge, the long-awaited major repair project for a badly deteriorated bridge on Route 183 Interlaken Road, just north of the intersection on Route 102 at Berkshire Botanical Gardens, will break ground today, requiring extensive traffic detours until May. The $2.6 million bridge restoration, first designated 5 years ago, is funded through two state grants totaling $1.5 million, with the rest from the town bond and a transfer from stabilization's reserves. And finally, we'll get back to the Great Falls. Ruth Epstein has a story in this weekend's Republican American. Responding to the hordes of people who flocked to the Great Falls along the Housatonic River last weekend, First Light Power closed off entrances to the area, but the bolted metal gate in front of the parking lot and yellow tape stretched across grassy clearings leading to the water did not stop some from still traversing the dangerous landscape to bask on the boulders on Friday. Last week's convergence, which First Selectman Curtis Rand described as a perfect storm during a board meeting on Monday, resulted in the need for emergency responders to rescue a child and some adults from a rock. Vehicles clogging the Housatonic River Road and piles of litter left in the wake. Rand acknowledged the area's public property, but he said it impacts the town and neighboring Falls Village. Parking signs and guardrails have been installed, tickets written, and some vehicles towed. But enforcement is difficult, according to Rand. First Light Power has now closed entrances to Great Falls on the Housatonic River in Salisbury after those crowds flocked to the site last weekend and emergency personnel had to assist people stuck on a rock. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 26,075.30, the NASDAQ at 10,617.44, and the S&P 500 at 3,185.04. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.